Hello and welcome back to the Power Suits podcast. This is episode 15. I am joined by my lovely co-host, the one and only Katie Kay, and it looks like Sir Puppy Hudson will also be joining us for today's podcast. What do you have to say? You get quiet when you get the microphone, huh? Is that what's going on? Okay, well, maybe he will not be joining us for today's episode as we are back. I realize as I'm sitting here looking at my drug test from last week, if you didn't listen to last week, you need to go back and listen to last week so you understand why I just said I'm looking at my drug test from last week, because it may or may not be what you think. I don't know. So you need to go back and listen to last week's episode. I just realized we were going to do the other drink and I did not grab one of the other drinks.
And we also have to do it where you drink it.
Where I
so
drink
that,
it.
That'll be on. We're just going to.
It'll be coming. Episode. It'll be coming in a future episode. We didn't forget about it. I did not grab it before I came up here for us to do this. So Katie, how's the past week been? What's going on? Give me the updates.
The week has been good. Living vicariously through Francie, because she always has exciting stories. It's been good. I've been getting stuff done, getting ready. I'm like packing up, getting ready for Florida already. So that's exciting.
Love to hear it.
That requires a lot of in-person meetings. So we're good for the winter.
Love to hear it. Can't wait for it. Yes. Excited for that to happen. I've had a very busy week. I went to a wedding, which was awesome. Great time. Looked beautiful. I will say, as we are two people that have not planned or been through a wedding anytime in the recent past, or will not be a wedding in the foreseeable future. We're probably not the most, you know, most, I'm trying to think of what the word is. Shouldn't be the people speaking on topics of weddings.
Weddings. Yes.
a couple of things I do want to just quickly say for anyone that might be planning a wedding or know someone planning a wedding, just a couple of things that I think went really well. So I would just throw them out as recommendations. All the guests were asked to wear black. Didn't matter what kind of black, but all black. And like I wore a suit, for example. Some people had on long dresses, some people had on short dresses. The guys could wear like white shirts with a black suit. So, you know, it didn't have to be like black on black on black, but some guys did go black on black on black. Just black. That was like, it wasn't formal black. It was just black. I will say the photos looked great. Like just the aesthetic of everything looked awesome. So I have been to a wedding before that was white or cream. They wanted everyone to wear like white or cream. It was in the summer. It was in Texas, and the photo aesthetic from that wedding, because it was like white, cream, beige type colors. The aesthetic from that was also beautiful. So just a recommendation, if you're getting married or you're thinking about it, I do think it makes the whole aesthetic look really great if you do tell everyone to kind of wear the same color. The photos all look amazing. Everyone matches everything. So I thought that was like top notch. Recommend that highly. Also, like I wear all black all the time. So
it was really easy.
I had three black outfits I wore, had for the wedding, just in case like I didn't end up liking the one that I, and then I was able to kind of really get into it. And I did all black all weekend. Pool day, had on a black bathing suit with the black cover. Like after the wedding, I had an outfit to change into that was all black. Like I really leaned into it because that's like, I love.
You just went in your closet and you were like,
I just went in my closet and was like, what do I pack? This is all black. Done. So that was awesome. I highly recommend it if any of our listeners are planning a wedding or anything like that in the future.
Look really good.
Even just like a theme party or anything. Like all the pictures look good because it didn't matter who was taking pictures together. Everyone matched. So that was awesome. The other thing I highly, highly recommend if you are getting married, they had a little, it wasn't little, but a champagne cart. So as you were coming into the wedding to get seated, they were passing out glasses of champagne. And then we were very prompt, punctual in getting to our seats. So I think it was like 5, but maybe the wedding wasn't actually supposed to start till 5:30 because they thought everyone was going to be late. So the little champagne cart people started coming down the aisles with their trays of champagne and taking the empties and repassing out more glasses of champagne. So I thought that was great idea because some people are like, oh man, I wish I had a drink or whatever the case may be. So that was also top notch. Highly recommend if you're going to make people sit and wait, give them champagne. So
agreed.
Also really liked that. I mean, there were so many great things, but those were probably two of my favorite recommendations I would just give anyone that's planning a party, an event, a wedding, anything. I thought those two things were a really, really great recommendation. And the other thing I will just quickly talk about, because I'm sure we'll do something to experience this, Katie, is I took the Bright Line down because I hate driving. So I took the Bright Line. Bright Line was... So I had to do this for science, right? Everything is for science. So going down on my way down on the Bright Line, I did go ahead and get the premium ticket, which is like their equivalent of business class or first class or whatever it is. You get access to the lounge, the seating's in car one, the seats are a little bit bigger, they recline, drink, snack, cart, it's all included. It's basically in picture business class on an airplane. That's basically what it is. Then on the way home, I did the regular. I don't know what they call it, but the regular ticket. Because I wanted to fully be able to compare the experience, like good, bad, different. First thing I will say, Orlando Bright Line train station, top notch, beautiful, so easy to park, get to, highly recommend. The lounge was awesome. They have this cool thing where you set up a profile. Then when you walk up, it just scans your face, knows who you are, charges to your credit card if you select something that's not included. But then it's like all touchscreen and then it just pours what you order to drink. Again, top notch. Highly, highly love that. I thought the gentleman in the lounge was flirting with me because he was trying to help me like set my account up and everything. Then come to find out later, I think he actually worked for the company that set up this automatic beer tap drink pouring situation and was just trying to help everyone that walked up to pour a drink. So there went that idea. Get on the train. Seats were nice, reclined great. And our little lady was just like, can I get you any more snacks? Can I get you any more drinks? And just the bottles of wine, they had like the mini bottles.
Yeah.
So the bottles of wine were flowing. They had a full like sandwich, salad, fruit cup, but then also like Pringles, gummy bears, peanut M&Ms, like all those snacks. And she just kept going back and forth, waters, whatever you want. So like phenomenal. Nice. Only thing I didn't like was when you could pre-order an Uber. That just went horribly wrong because we were a little bit delayed. They don't have good communication with the Uber. So the Uber was there on time. So then it canceled. So I wouldn't waste time pre-ordering your Uber upon arrival. That was kind of a waste. On the way back, however, took the train to Fort Lauderdale. The Fort Lauderdale station is a lot smaller than Orlando. So their lounge was literally like two seats. It was not very big. The train station was just not as big at all. I did the regular seat on the way back. The drink lady, everything's for purchase. I didn't purchase anything because I knew it was for purchase. So I already had a water and snacks. She only came through once the entire time I was on the train. So even if you did want to order something, that was not awesome. The seat didn't recline. It reclined, but it was like, I don't even think it was an inch. So that wasn't awesome. And I don't know if it was just circumstantial, but my Wi-Fi on the way down in premium, lightning fast, had zero issues. On the way back, just not connecting all the time, dropping connection. I don't know if it was the class of car that I was in. I don't know if there was just more people on. So it was like, I don't know if that was just, I don't know what that was all about. But the way down, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to get on the train and work for the day. Like, I'm just going to work from the train because I had such a great trip. On the way back, I was like, it was still better than driving because I hate driving, but I'm like ready to get off the train and be home. So
how long was it?
To Fort Lauderdale, it was about 3 hours. So probably all the way.
Same as driving.
Yeah. It's same as driving if you don't hit traffic.
Traffic. Yeah.
So yeah, that is kind of the wild card there. But I do highly recommend the Brightline. It was very easy. The other nice thing too is like, I feel Americans were not as used to taking the train, but it's so nice. Like you can be there 5 minutes, 10 minutes before you get on the train and it's fine.
Yeah,
like
you, just
you
jump
don't have
on.
To, right.
Yeah.
It's not, they do like screen your bags through security and you have to scan your ticket, but it's not hard. So those are
nice.
Nice.
I love it. I always take the train to Toronto. So we're used to doing that, but
yeah.
I don't know. It didn't look as fancy as yours.
And that's the thing. Everything's brand new. Everything's
yeah.
brand new. So it'll be interesting to see what it's like 5 years from now. But my trip down, I was like 9 out of 10. My only thing I didn't like on the way down is you're in the first car. So you just hear the horn nonstop because they have to blow that horn at every intersection. So that was the only like downside. On the way back, I probably would rate it like 7 out of 10, 6.5, 7 out of 10. Still though, for me, way better than driving because I could actually do like it wasn't just a loss of 3 hours. I could actually do things while on the train.
That's what I do like about it too. It was funny. I was watching there's a bunch of you on that train. So I was like, oh, they must be on the same train. Oh, they must be on the next train.
And then I was on the same train. I was on the same train as two of our friends. So I went back and like found them on the train. And then since the drink cart wasn't coming around, I was going up ordering drinks and then
bringing them back.
It's only four cars. So the whole train's only four cars.
Oh,
so
that's
you can
cool.
get like, it's very easy to walk through all the cars. Like it's not like a super long train or anything crazy.
That's funny. I love it. I love it. We can now take the train wherever we'd like to go.
We can take the train. All right. What first topic do you want to get into, Katie?
Oh, I think we need to do the Skims men line.
Yes.
We have to talk about it. Because I don't know if you see. So for those of you who don't know, Skims, aka Kim Kardashian, she came out with a men's line. And if you are watching the current season of Kardashians, you notice she's around a lot of football players, soccer players, however you want to call them. So instantly I was like, this makes sense now. That's how she got her into all those arenas. Not arenas, stadium, it's hockey season. One, I saw the TikTok of her and North. I don't know if you saw this, but they're just sitting there watching like the new episode. They're on TikTok live. And out of nowhere, North goes, guys, there's a new brand coming. And Kim like looks at her and she's like, no, you can't say that. You can't say that. You're just being silly. You're just being silly. And kind of like scurries off the topic. And that was probably a couple days before her birthday, which was this weekend, which we can talk about this as you are the marketing queen. But I always say, if you're ever going to launch anything and you have your birthday linked to your social media, you launch it right after your birthday. Because it's like the number one time your engagement's flying high, right?
Right.
So it was kind of cool to see like that is exactly what happened. It came out. Skims Men's is here. And I think, honestly, she's just taking her brand now to like that next level. Because now it's like, I'm no longer an influencer that just does partnerships. Now I have my own businesses. Now I don't just have businesses for women and beauty and clothing. I now have like universal brands, which was cool.
I agree with you. And I was kind of wondering if she would get into men's because she did the apparel for the US Olympic team. I think it was the last Olympics, right? So she did all the apparel. So that's going to be men and women's apparel. It wasn't like Skims is outfitting the women and you know what I mean?
Not
You
the
had
men.
both. And what, you know, I do think was interesting. A lot of people were kind of like, I can't believe Skims is doing the athletes. Like, that's crazy. But they try to pick a brand that is from that country, right? So they try to pick an American brand to use to outfit the American athletes. And I think it makes sense. And I think she did a great job on that. But I was kind of like, thought around that, is this when we're getting like men's or unisex type pieces? Because he obviously was doing some of that. So now I think that she has launched men's. I think it was very, very smart because she has so many women, I think, that wear Skims. Do you own any Skims?
I have Skims dress.
Do you?
You know
I
the one piece Skims dress? That's all I have.
So I bought a pair of leggings and like a sports bra-ish top that are like the faux, kind of like the faux leather looking. I don't know that I've ever worn either one though, to be fair. I did buy them. I like them, but I tried to be like, let me buy this color that I don't wear often, i.e.,
Thinking
it's
you'd
not
wear.
black. Let me buy something that's not black. Well, I should have bought it in black because I'd probably would wear it all the time. But instead, it's like kind of that beige, like taupe-ish color.
Hope.
And I never wear it because not black. Anyway, and I've looked at more stuff. I haven't ordered a ton, but there's been so many things that I've considered ordering and haven't. But I do know anyone that I've talked to that has bought things, nobody has a negative thing to say.
No,
Like, I haven't heard
love
anyone
everything.
say, I purchased it, but it didn't fit me, or I don't like it, or I thought it was going to do this and it really did that. I've not heard anyone say anything negative. I've heard a lot of people have bought multiple things. So I think it makes sense because in reality, you have a lot of women that shop for their husbands or their boyfriends. So
I
why
think it'll
wouldn't
turn
they?
into like the Lululemon
I was going to say it's like Lulu.
brand.
So
Like,
many
so Lulu didn't
women.
have a huge men's line. Then they
Right.
just started with boxers. They started with briefs. And then now they have men's hoodies, men's this, men's
Because
that, and
women are
all the
like, you
women.
gotta try it. Because so many men are like, I don't understand. Why is it so expensive? I don't get it. And then they get a pair of something, Lulu, the boxers, the workout pants, the hoodie, whatever. And then they're like, I'm a believer now. I get it. So I do think it's so funny you said that because you literally took the words right out of my mouth. I'm like, this, I could see this being the next Lulu.
And like you have to start with one product, which is the same that Lulu did. I mean, now the women's Lulu is we have shoes, we have everything, especially in Canada. There's like just literally massive stores with everything in them. But then I went in the other day and I was just like, it actually, I had to think about it because I was like, when did the men's come out? Because it didn't come out right in the beginning.
It's
And
been
now,
a
like in the
while
Lulu
though.
stores, it's literally like you walk in a store, men's is on one side, women's is on the other. Like there's this massive side, and there's men in there shopping, which also, I mean, I really don't go in there often because I hate going to the mall, but the few times I have gone into a physical Lululemon store, other than recently, I didn't really see men shopping in the men's section. And now it's like evened out, men and
I
women.
know that probably back in 2013 or 2014, Lulu's had men's. I don't know how big it was, but I know they for sure had it then because I remember going into the store with a guy that was specifically looking for whatever it was at the time. And we went into the store in New York. But I do think it was earlier on, like they didn't have the full men's catalog that they do now. So it can definitely continue to grow because I remember we went into multiple stores looking for the certain thing, and a lot of them just didn't have it. So I know it couldn't have been to the scale that it is today because it's like, oh, we have, not only do we have every pant and every length, size, shape, what color, whatever. Like, I think, I don't think you could, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think you could walk into a store right now and not get something or find something unless it was a specific print that they were only doing for a limited, like, seasonal or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not what it was. It was like a certain, I don't remember what it was exactly, but it was just like a style or a design, not like the neon green camo print that they were only running at a certain point.
Certain amount of time. Yeah.
I think, listen, I know a lot of people want to give the Kardashians a lot of shit and kind of say that they're not talented or they're not X, Y, and Z, or how did they get famous or why are they famous? And, you know, we've talked about this before. It doesn't really matter how you do it, how you get there, but they did get there and then they stayed there. And now they've leveraged legitimate, very successful businesses out of it. But the one thing talking about Kim that I do wonder, I'm assuming now we're totally done with the makeup, right? Like KKW died. Right, like that.
Well, she has the skin still,
but
didn't she sell? She sold a big chunk of that off.
The skin, is it called skin? Did I make that up? What's the name? No, that is skincare.
That's Kylie's.
Oh yeah, it's Kylie's skin. But Kim had the skincare too.
Yeah, and right? Like last year, she had those like, and it, under the skincare, there was like those five lifestyle things you could buy, like the toilet paper holder and the. Remember those like five things you could buy?
Mm-hmm.
Like the soap dispenser. So I don't know if she was going to start like pivoting that brand and it's going to be more like home lifestyle if the skin stuff's still staying, but
I don't know.
I think she sold a big chunk of that because that's how she hit billion too. Because Kylie hit billion first. She hit Forbes. That all came out. She sold the chunk to her company off and then Kim hit it next and she had sold a piece of that off. And why are we blanking on what the heck it's called?
I know. I can't think of the life of me for what her skincare was called, but it does make me wonder if like Skims is obviously, I think her thing, like Kylie, I think overall,
it was KKW Beauty.
The skincare still was under.
It was KKW Beauty, and then the skin was SKKN.
So it was skin. It was just spelled weird. Okay.
Yeah.
But then isn't Kylie? So what is Kylie's skincare? Was it?
And it still exists.
Was it Skin by Kylie? Kylie Cosmetics.
Let's find out, guys.
So it's just funny because I think you think Chloe, Good American, and she has been very, very like, it's Stay Good American. Lane. And yeah. I think, you know, you look at Kylie and Kylie has kind of done the Kylie Cosmetics, which obviously started with makeup. I know she did some skincare.
Just Kylie Skin. Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin.
Okay. So she's on the skincare. You've got Kendall with 818. So it's like, I feel like they kind of have their brand. I think Kim is the one that has probably experimented with the most. But also if I was her, it was the brand was KKW. I'm like, how do I get rid of that as quickly as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Having now gone through a divorce and there is no W.
Yeah. Yeah.
They right.
Like, never done that.
How do I just like, yeah, I want to get
especially
rid of
with
that
Kanye,
too.
Like, I don't know how Kanye even let that fly, but that's a whole different topic different day.
All right. Bottom line, Kim, genius marketer. I think she's really, really Held smart it. At yes. the things that she does and how she launches things and how she's progressing the Skims brand. So if any guys, if you're listening and you buy some Skims for men, let us know what you think. I'm interested to hear.
Yeah.
All right. What is our next topic we are going to dive into today?
We never talked also about the Rachel.
Oh, yes.
Auctioning off her goodies.
Let's actually talk about that because I also want to talk about something else that we don't have on here, but she ties into it. So let's start with the auctioning. The auctioning of
the
items. any of you that are OGs, day one listeners of the Power Suits podcast, know that we started off with the whole Vanderpump Rules scandal, which involved Rachel Raquel. I say Rachel Raquel because now she goes by Rachel, but most people knew her as Raquel. So Rachel Raquel and Tom Sandoval and that whole mess. And part of the whole scandal was this whole Easter eggs you started to see, because it came out later, of things that they had. Like, she had a lightning bolt necklace that was kind of their thing, was the lightning bolt. She had one of the TomTom hoodies that was just, everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's following the Toms around at BravoCon and she's wearing the TomTom hoodie and everything. Everyone at the time thought it was about Tom Schwartz, but it was really Tom Sandoval at the time. So it was like the TomTom hoodie, the lightning bolt, like they were little things. And she just recently, was it on like Mental Health Awareness Day or something? Yeah. Something, it was a day tied to mental health, and she decided to auction off those items, and the proceeds go back to a mental health charity.
And it was legitimately linked straight to the organization. It wasn't like she collects the money and donates. It was
on the up and up. Yes, it was all on the up and up. Although allegedly she still could have used the money to pay her bills at the facility she went to. Mm-hmm. But regardless, it went to a charity. What do you think of that?
I mean, when I saw it, here's the thing. The only time she's really come out recently was one, the Bethany podcast. Two, like her whole narrative is very much mental health. And I didn't know what I was doing and my actions and like that is her story or what she sticks to, whatever the case may be, that's all we've really gotten out of her. So to then take the two items, knowing that's going to cause like a lot of word on the streets, it was just kind of like, like, even if I slightly felt bad for you, I don't feel like, not that I ever did, but like, you know, I think the few fans you kind of won back over, it was just kind of shady.
Well, remember too, the other thing she kind of was in the media a little bit for was Tom wishing her a happy birthday, her screenshotting it and then blocking him.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, just
now you're playing
him.
Into it. Yeah.
Right. You're leaning into it. And yeah. Which makes me think maybe you need a little bit more mental health at the mental health.
Like, well, if you obviously you don't want those items and obviously you want to do something good with those items. Okay. I understand both those points. But maybe like send them to Bravo, like have Bravo do something at BravoCon and auction them off. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I think it being directly on your social media was just distasteful.
It was interesting. It was interesting. And I feel like she's always been a little bit let me say this. I don't know her personally. The perception I've always gotten from her on television is she comes across as a little bit lost. Like, she hasn't found herself or her like purpose or direction. And I feel like that is what I'm still getting, is she's still just a little lost and doesn't really know what her direction or purpose is, or I think at this point really even what her identity is.
Yeah.
Like, quite frankly, I also wanted to talk about, though, recently we know she was on Bethany, but Bethany had also posted a photo
that
I sent to you, and I pulled it up so I can look at all the people that were tagged. Because I found this cast of characters to be very interesting, because you have Bethany Frankel is who I'm talking about. You have Rachel Raquel, but you also have Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Larsa Pippen, Jenny Garth, NeNe Leakes. Who else did I think was so interesting?
Oh, which, like, some of them are still on Bravo, right?
Which is why I want to discuss this. I don't know if it's Alyssa Donovan or Eliza Donovan, but she was in Clueless. She's the redhead in Clueless. She was there. You also had, there's a couple other people that I didn't necessarily recognize right away. Oh yeah. Who was that? I could have swore, which I didn't see a tag on her, but it looked like one of the ladies from Selling Sunset, but I don't know because there wasn't a tag on the person. So I'm not sure. So here is my thing. We all know that Bethany is on this, like, down mm-hmm. with how reality television is being handled. And I think you have some people on here that I'm like, okay, this makes sense because they were on television and it was a long time ago. And I feel like, oh, Melissa Rivers, Joan Rivers' daughter, was on there. I feel like you have somebody like, you know, Jenny Garth and Tiffany Amber Thiessen that probably have a lot to say, not that they were on reality, but just television in general as a teenager, because you had Tiffany Amber Thiessen that was on Saved by the Bell, and then she joined the cast of 90210. You have Jenny Garth, who was on, she was on 90210, you know, again from the beginning, so she had to be a teenager. You have Nene, who makes sense to me because she's now no longer on reality TV. But Larsa Pippen was the very interesting wild card to me on here because she's currently on Real Housewives of Miami.
Miami.
So my question is,
and it is, there's another post. So this is like a planned dinner.
Yes.
And there's goodie bags. They look like croc bags, which just is awful to humanity. But moving on.
Crocs need to be destroyed.
They're a croc purse with hearts on them and beads. So that's like obviously her brand. And it says an electric dinner full of interesting women, unexpected reunions, great foods, treats, laughs, spilled tea, and forever young rosé. Listen to Just with Bethany wherever you podcast.
Yes. Oh, and Denise Richards was there.
Yes. That was the other one I was going to say.
That was
so
the other
this
one.
This is like a planned, I'm assuming, event for her podcast.
That's what I'm thinking, that it was something.
Or was it
was
like
something
her
to do with her podcast. And or her wine.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's what I think is interesting. Denise Richards, I believe, is making, I think she's going to be on the new season of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Not full time, like not, but I think she makes some appearances. You have Larsa, who is on Real Housewives of Miami. And I feel like this is where I get into, like, you have to be very intentional with what you do with your brand and how you're aligning your brand. And if I'm Larsa, I'm not going to a Bethany anything right now. I'm not going to an intimate Bethany dinner party event right now.
Yeah.
That's just, you're aligning your brand with somebody who's very, if you want to stay on the show. Now, if you're Larsa and you're like, I don't give a shit and I do not want to be on Real Housewives anymore, I don't want to be on Bravo, I don't want to be on reality TV anymore, I don't care, then who cares? But if you're Larsa and you do want to continue to be on reality television, you do want to be on Bravo, you do want to be on Real Housewives of Miami, this is not where I would align my brand, because people are going to see it and they're going to have the same conversations we are right now.
Yeah.
And it's not good brand alignment. It's like I say all the time, like with, you know, JT has never had a drop of alcohol in his life. I don't really care what the deal is. He's probably never going to invest in an alcohol brand, an alcohol store, an alcohol product. Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense for him.
Yeah.
it just doesn't make sense and it's not congruent.
He's also not going to be like out in a party atmosphere. Like, well, I guess it's not the same analogy, but it's the same kind of thing of like his brand is not that.
Right. So why? And so that's why I found it so interesting.
Especially because I feel like when people do get let go from Bravo, it is little, sometimes petty things like that. So it's like, okay, well, we've just decided to not bring you back. And it's like, maybe they won't get rid of Larsa, but like that is a mental note. Someone is taking a mental note, remembering, and yeah.
Someone's
shooting fires at your organization.
People get gone for far less.
Yeah.
For far less people. And if you don't get gone, you're going to have a less pleasurable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because people know that. And even if nothing was about the whole reality TV mistreatment of people, whatever, whatever, it still is like, okay, you're aligning yourself with someone in that vein, which I find very interesting. And I don't know really what Larsa was thinking on that one.
Yeah.
And
I think
again,
if you're a guest of a show, like, I mean, still, if you're a guest of a show, they're still going to take mental note of it. But if you're like actual cast, it did not look good.
No. And then Denise Richards had a very tumultuous time on Bravo. And remember, she was the one that was the Bravo trying to not film because she didn't want to
totally
film certain things.
Forgot.
Yeah, she was the one that was like, that's where the whole Bravo came from, was from Denise Richards. So
can we do that on a side note in public? We would just be like, Bravo, Bravo, Bravo.
And so
Bravo, 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 Bravo.
There'll be code for something. So I found that very, very interesting, yeah, as well as just like, what type of drama are y'all trying to start here? Or is this the cast of a whole new reality show here that we don't know about?
And now I just really want to know if it was wine or podcast, but yes.
And I, you know what? Actually, I used to listen to Bethany's podcast all the time. I have not listened to an episode post the Raquel ones. She did a three-parter with Nene, which is like, I didn't listen to
37 minutes of advertisements.
But it's literally, here's my thing, okay? You do a three-part with Nene. Part one is 14 minutes, part two is 17 minutes, and part three is 12 minutes. That's one episode.
Yeah.
That's not even an episode. It didn't need to be three parts. So I have refused to listen to it. And I don't see anything really about whatever they were doing. You know what I mean? I only see those three episodes with Nene, and then just they're like very short clips. And that dinner pictures, those were only a few days ago. So I don't know if it's still to come. I will keep a lookout for this, but I don't see where it's been on the podcast yet. Oh, wait. Okay, this gets even better. She has two different sets of podcasts with Nene. There's an hour one and an hour and a half, part one, part two. And then later on, there's a limited series, Bethany and Nene, part one, part two, part three. I don't know. There's just give me an episode. Just give me an episode. That's all I need. That's all I need. I don't know what's going on with all this other craziness that she has going on. So that's it for her, and we will be moving on because
we will not
be speaking on that anymore. All right, one quick thing I am going to bring up because it's on here, and well, actually, I'm going to ask you first. So Katie and I have a shared note. That's how we like, we just both add topics to it that we want to discuss on the podcast randomly, like throughout the week. And then we get on the podcast and we discuss the topics. So I want to, the next thing I want to talk about, but I actually am going to start by saying to Katie, what do you think I want to talk about when I put on here pickup lines?
Well, it happened while you were away on the weekend.
It did.
It could have been someone trying to steal a date at the wedding. It also is football season, so it could be something to do with football. I have no idea. Like, but I've been dying to know for the last 3 flipping days.
And so I know I put it on there and it just says pickup lines and nothing else. And I realized that it's not normally our topics say like Skims new men's line, or you know, Rachel auctions off lightning bolt. Like, so it's very like, you know, what we're it doesn't just say like Skims, or it doesn't just say like Rachel or lightning bolt. Like, so I realized I put this on here with zero explanation about what it is. And I was in a conversation and I was like, ooh, we got to talk about this on the pod. And I was with Jim and Sandra, and Jim was like, yeah, you should talk about it on the pod. But he was like, you guys talk about business, so here's the business spin on it. And I was like, oh, this is great, because we can talk about it in like business and a non-business setting. So I just add to the note pickup lines. So it was funny because we were having this full-on conversation about social cues and realizing that a lot of people just don't have great social cue awareness. And I was saying how, for me personally, I think I'm terrible at picking up on social cues when someone is trying to flirt with me and not use a cheesy pickup line.
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody uses a cheesy pickup line, right, anyone is like, oh my God, that's so cheesy. And Jim was like, you should do like what a thing about what's the cheesiest pickup line you've ever heard. Say it. And I was, you know, a million things come to mind. But the whole premise of this is we started talking about social cues and how some people just like, I'm someone that never, I'm just like, no, we're having a conversation. And then we started talking about business. And then we started talking about this. And like, it was just a great conversation. And I'm someone that just doesn't pick up on those cues. Then we got into this conversation about touching. And when people start to like get touchy, a lot of times that's a social cue that they're interested in somebody. And then Sandra was kind of saying, but I touch everyone. Like, I'm just a touchy feely person. I want to hug everyone. So am I flirting with everyone? And then we started talking about in the internet, because this was a conversation from a long time ago, how when people like would throw hundos, we always say like throw hundos, like so in funny. The DMs, like that. And I said, that's digital touching. Like, you're throwing hundo, right? So it's like this whole thing. But then we started to get into this conversation, which I thought was very interesting and why I put it on here, is what are those conversation starters, or if you will, business pickup lines? What do you use?
I got one in my DMs right now, like a bad one.
Bad or good, but I think, you know, a lot of our podcast listeners do have businesses, or, you know, are entrepreneurs, or they're in sales. And it's kind of like, sometimes I think people, because I do compare business a lot of times to relationships, right? You can't just like walk in a room, look at someone and like screw them. You have to like usually have a conversation, like go on a date, maybe go on a couple of dates. Then you find out like, are you compatible in multiple different ways? Then you normally date for a while and then you get engaged. And then once you get engaged, you decide to get married. And like, I did a whole series on TikTok where I compared dating, like dating to looking like evaluating businesses. It's the same. It's literally the same thing you're doing when you're dating. It's the same thing. Cause that first interaction, the business is like, my sales are this, my profits, this is like when you're looking to buy a business, it's all like best case scenario, but like people are always the hiding the shit and they're as nice as possible on that first meeting. So that was kind of what I wanted to talk about.
It's so true though.
The business kind of pickup lines of like,
the business pickup lines also like social media as well. Like there's the pickup
Totally.
lines of like in person, and you might, I mean, we do so many Zooms, right? Like we see people's faces, but maybe it's the first time we meet them in person and we don't know them yet, but like we've had a conversation or we've spoken to them on Zoom or whatever the case may be versus like in person. But social media specifically, like we all get those DMs.
Oh yeah.
I
I
need
so I
like,
can think of
hi, can
my
I sell this for like, what can I
yeah.
do for you? Or the, can I pick your
No,
brain?
I
Or
know
the,
my I pick my brain or not I pick my brain. Can I pick your brain is a terrible one. Don't ever use
yeah.
that if you're trying to connect with someone. My least favorite though, business pickup line that I get all the time and you're like immediate delete, get out of my space
I
is
know.
I have $1 billion idea. That's my top of my least
Yes.
favorite thing. I have $1 billion idea. That
Yes.
is my least favorite business
Life.
pickup line. Delete it
You know,
from
I
your
think
vocabulary.
it's also the social cues of like, even if you talk to someone or you know of someone or you're like in the same social circle in business or whatever the case may be, like, you can't just assume that people are going to, well, one, me and you don't believe anything anyone says. So, like, you'd have to prove like 19,000 documents before me and Francie would even look at you normally. But let's say we've passed all of those cues.
Although I
It's all.
may, although also over this weekend, which I will clue you in a little bit more on later, I fully business propositioned somebody at the wedding and literally was having a conversation with somebody and was like, oh, are you still doing XYZ? And he said to me, well, not really. Like these were some of the challenges we had. And I was like, interesting. And I was like, well, I would be very willing to be a silent but participatory partner, meaning I will silently invest, partner with you. I don't want to do anything, but I will show up. I will show up. And then we started talking more and more and like about the location and the challenge of like renting space for what this business is. And like, so we started talking about it. We had a real estate person there. So then I bring in the real estate person. I'm like, this is what we're looking at. Like, where would it, what would it be? These are the locations. And then like threw out a number and I'm like, oh, I'll just buy the building. Why don't I just buy the building? Then we don't have the renter issues of like, what is it being rented for? Like, then we don't have that. Like, I can just buy the building. And I was like, and if it's in a good enough spot, I was like, that actually reduces my risk because then I could sell it, I could rent it, right? Where if I'm just putting in money to rent something, you don't own the asset. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it could actually be a better protection of my investment to physically buy the
The
building.
building.
So it was this whole other conversation that I don't even know if I put down like to update about you about later. But it was just very like organic how the conversation happened. And speaking about business pickup lines, I didn't walk over and be like, hey, I want to partner with you. We more so had a conversation about this business and when I had been there and what it was like and my experience. And then like, are you still doing this? Or like, what's going on with that? Would you still be interested in doing that? What are the challenges? And it organically got us to a part of like, listen, I don't know if you need it or not, but I would be willing to jump in and be a silent investor. Like I'm willing to give you money. I don't want to put my nose into what I know I don't know. And I know you know it well because I've seen what you've done before, but I'd be willing to invest in that. And so it was just so different than the like, I have $1 billion idea, or can I pick your brain? Or
I can't stand. Can I pick
I'd
your
love
brain?
to talk to you about something. Can I get 10 minutes on your calendar?
Yeah. No, I know.
Vomit.
Drives me insane. And it's
Vomit.
just also like in that situation, you're at a wedding, right? Like, so it's just understanding situational awareness. Like,
Oh my gosh.
I say this all the time. You know, me and Francie go to a lot of events. I'm sure many of the people who listen are all at these events with us. But sometimes it's like, I can't go to the bathroom and go pee without someone trying to have a conversation while I'm peeing. Like, just let me pee and we can have a conversation. Or like whatever the case may be. It's like sometimes it's just reading the room or understanding the situation at a wedding, some people don't want to talk like about their business or this or that. But you, right. I'm sure you asked like a couple of questions and started to kind of like feel the temperature out, and then you were able to like keep talking about it.
Yeah. And it was very like a, we'll revisit this. We'll have another conversation about this, which I was just like, cause we were both like, okay, now's not like super the time to get into it, but this could be like, this could be something. This could be something.
Or I'm working on big things. That's another one. Working on this big thing or working on big things.
Oh, my second least favorite. Oh, right behind for me. Right behind, I got a $1 billion idea is, I got something great, but I need you to sign this NDA first.
Yeah.
Get it. I'm not stealing your shit. I'm not stealing your shit. I'm just, I'm not. I'm like, I don't have time. I got a million other things going on. I'm also not signing your NDA. I don't know who you are. I don't know what this is about. I don't know what you want to discuss. If you 9 times out of 10, in those scenarios. Now, I've gotten to a point where we've had a lot of initial conversations. So now you want to release financial documents. Yeah. You want us to look at, I want to see patent information. You're saying you have a patent. So I want to see the patent information. I want to see the design. I want to see all that stuff. So yeah, now I know what it is. I know what we're getting into. I'm asking for stuff that I understand could be confidential. So yeah, I will sign an NDA so I can review it. But when I don't know what the heck you're even trying to talk to me about and you want me to sign an NDA, get out of here. Get out of my email. Get out of my DMs. Get out of my life. Not happening. So those
but
are
yes.
Those...
No, she did leave me on a cliffhanger all weekend. She's really dumbing that down because it was literally, oh my God, T. So many things to tell you. So many. And then she would disappear for hours on end. And then I get a notification in the notes and it would be like pickup lines. And I'm like, did someone like
what is going,
she going
on?
In a pickup truck? Like, where is she going? I don't know.
No, but I was just like, I wanted to talk about that one briefly. And then I think to end, I do just want to give, because everyone's talking about it, you know, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. One of the things I want to discuss, and you may not be as in the know because I know you're not as much into American football, but Taylor Swift has been in the suite at these games with Brittany Mahomes, who is Patrick Mahomes' wife, and Jackson Mahomes, who is Patrick Mahomes' younger brother. Now, the internet is going wild because Brittany and Jackson Mahomes are probably two of the most unliked people associated in the NFL or in the sports community, period. Like, period, exclamation point, end
Why?
Of story. And it's like, it's just crazy how people are reacting. And it's Jackson's like number one, public enemy number one. Brittany is like public enemy number two. And I think the Taylor association with Brittany may turn things around for Brittany. So Brittany is unliked because she just has, she's a big shit talker, which I think people would be okay with. But like last year, I think it was like a division or a championship game. Like, it wasn't the Super Bowl, but it was an important game and the Chiefs won. It was freezing cold outside. Right. Wherever they were playing, it was freezing cold. I think they were at the Chiefs stadium. It was freezing cold. They win the game. Brittany is in the suite, the window open, starts spraying champagne on everyone in the freezing cold weather. And so many people were just like, how, like, socially unaware. Like, read the room, situational awareness.
The pickup lines.
Right. Like, manual. Situational awareness is those people are freezing cold and you're spraying champagne on them. We're not in Miami. It's not, 90 degrees outside. It is freezing cold temperatures. People are bundled up and she's spraying champagne on them. And now I get she's excited and they won the game. But like, it's stuff like that, that people are just like, no, like, get a clue. right? Or some of the shit talking she does that people are just like, whatever. And for the longest time, I actually did not like Patrick Mahomes because I was like, get your wife and get your brother like under control. Like say, tell them stop something.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't do anything. Now, Jackson, on the other hand, he's done just a lot of stuff on the sidelines that people are just, again, think like just socially unaware, read the room. Like there was a game where there was some kind of honors thing and they had this area like sectioned off that was supposed to be like honoring past players.
And Jackson's the brother?
The younger brother. And he's on the sideline doing like a TikTok dance in this area that they were trying to keep like sectioned off. Well, Jackson has also, I don't know where it stands, but he had, I think sexual and just regular assault, like sexual assault. And then I think just actual physical assault charges brought against him. So it's like a lot of people are like, Taylor, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, what are you doing? This is not your. And so a lot of people are kind of like the Britney thing. They kind of get, cause it's like, okay, your boyfriend, your husband, they play together. They're like best friends. So we're going to be around each other. Britney has never done anything like illegal or been accused or alleged of anything like that. She's just done some stuff that people are like, you're not the most sportsmanly like, and you don't always read the room. Where Jackson actually has allegations against him. And so people are just kind of like, Taylor, who is like the monument of all things good, like, what are you doing high-fiving and jumping up and down with Jackson Mahomes?
And which, again, associating your brand.
It's like, I personally, I'm not a diehard Taylor Swift. I think her music's amazing. I have no issue with her. I love her. I don't know the ins and outs of everything Taylor. I don't like Jackson Mahomes. Didn't really care for Brittany Mahomes. I get her and Brittany hanging out. But when I saw videos of and stuff of her like jumping up and down and high-fiving Jackson Mahomes, I'm just like, girl, buy your own suite and sit by yourself or invite all your friends or do something, because that is not the right brand association for who you are and your fans.
Do you think she'll sit in a different suite now that it's all being talked about?
I don't know, because she had to have known. She had to have known
last time. Yeah, the last time.
You had to have known.
And I did see that. Did you see the celebrity that was holding the sign? I can't remember who it was. It was a guy.
And wasn't it Lance? That said, I'm not Taylor Swift. Yeah. Did we talk about this on the last?
No, we didn't.
That was like, I thought the best thing I've ever seen when I'm like, so smart. And he's like capitalizing because more people talked about it because he was holding up the sign. So smart. But it is
my Halloween costume. I should just hold a sign. So it's just not Taylor Swift.
It continues to get more wild and wild and wild, the amount of sales spikes associated with all these different businesses, companies, brands that Taylor's wearing to the game that people are seeing. It's just crazy. But I'm excited to see where it continues,
where it goes, and what she
does evolve. Yes. All right. To close us out, do we have any power tips we want to share?
I don't know if I have one.
I will share one. My power tip for this week would just be to remind everyone that no matter what you say or who you're saying it to, think of everything as like, it's probably not going to stay in confidence and never get repeated to somebody else. So if you really have things you don't want other people knowing, or let me rephrase this differently. If you wouldn't say it to somebody's face, you probably just shouldn't say it.
Preach.
And I think that's a very important thing for people to remember. If you wouldn't say it to somebody's face, you probably just shouldn't say it. And I think in business, like business, personal, whatever, you really do have to think about that sometimes, because I think in business, there's a lot of people that say a lot of things about people and then want things from people. And, you know, in personal lives, people gossip. And I think it's, I don't care if you would say it to somebody's face or you have said it to somebody's face, then go ahead and say it. And, you know, I think with JT, for me, that is one of the things I've always respected about him. That's why I'm in business with him. He will always say it to your face. Good, bad, doesn't matter how harsh it is, he'll say it to your face. And I've always respected that. It's why he rubs some people the wrong way. But I'm like, he's just incredibly honest and I appreciate that. So that is kind of my power tip for people, is if you wouldn't say it to someone, you probably shouldn't be saying it at all. But if you're thinking it, think twice about, is that someone you want to keep working with or doing business with?
I can kind of sidebar that too. And like the top is a very small circle. So like I've been definitely been in those situations where like eventually everybody does know everybody and everybody does talk. So, you know, it kind of goes to what you're saying. If there's not going to say it to their face, don't say it at all. It will eventually get back to those people, whether it's business, doesn't matter what it is.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with gossip.
Yes. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us for episode 16. Make sure you leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star review. Only 5 stars.
Or send it to Daryl.
If it's less than 5 stars, you can send it to Daryl. Leave us your comments, and always you can DM us and let us know what you would like us to talk about. You know what was the topic we did not talk about and we need to talk about it next time? Britney Spears.
We do. We need to go over that.
We gotta add it to the note right now.
We had a request. I'm doing it right now.
We got to unpack. There is a lot going on. There's been a lot in the media, and maybe we will discuss it next week, including I want to hear from you, and I will share if Britney Spears going crazy with the knives is the most seen Halloween costume this weekend or not, because I think that might be a popular one. So we will be talking about that next week. So make sure you tune in and make sure you're following us wherever you get your podcast, and we will see you next time. Thanks, everyone.